Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Jackie Perry, and I'm your host for NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday. We are so very excited this morning to have with us our special guest, Miss Anika King out of Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Anika.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, I am doing wonderful, wonderful. I'm really thrilled that you could be here on our show this morning to talk about a topic that is germane to everyone, but is of particular interest to the black women in construction, and that is the financial services industry. So let me just tell you a little bit about Anika, and we'll have an opportunity to hear personally from her, and then also later on to ask some questions. So to start off, Anika is a Jacksonville, Florida businesswoman. She's just launched a financial services firm, and the name of that company is the Anika Nicole Financial Group. She's on a mission to educate and empower her clients to make insightful financial decisions. And so although her firm is new, she is definitely not a novice. With a background in financial industry, she was most recently a two-time executive council agent for New York Life. Her awards include Rookie of the Year and New Organizational Agent of the Month for the first quarter. Her sales experience and client relationships are what makes her unique, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that. But so is her passion to take people to the next level financially. So without further ado, I'm going to let her share a little bit more about her background. And Anika, for the women who are listening in our listening audience, I think they would be interested in knowing what propelled you to enter this particular field as a career.
Well, you know, it was really a fluke in terms of how I actually became a part of financial services. In fact, I was I do remember, though, several years ago, kind of looking to the heavens and saying, you know, how in the world am I ever going to get to a different financial place? It just seemed like even though I had different careers where I made good money, I still wasn't financially successful. And it just seemed like time was winding down. But I was a part of it, and I still am a part of a group called Generation W here in Jacksonville, and I made friends with a lady named Donna Orender. And so when I talked to Donna, she said, well, you know what, I looked at your resume and sales. I mean, you have a knack for sales. When I thought about it, I'd been pretty successful as a pharmaceutical sales rep and different other sales ventures that I had been in. So I thought, well, you know what, maybe I'll just trust her instinct. she introduced me to a lady named Robin Wobby. And Robin was the managing partner for 15 years at New York Life. So we just kind of talked, and I remember chickening out because in this particular field, this is a non-traditional paycheck. However, there's a lot of rewards down the road. And so at first I was really apprehensive about getting into financial services. But I remember Robin just telling me one day, you know, I won't let you fail. And when she said that, I really believed her. So with that being said, it allowed me to, you know, get the different classes that I needed to pass, the tests that I needed to pass, and it just propelled me into financial services, which is an amazing field.
Well, thank you for sharing that background. And, yes, financial services is an amazing field. Financial services is something that touches all of us. And I like to think, as I was listening to you, you're actually in the business of helping others with wealth building. Because that's a goal for all of us, no matter where we are. Let me ask you this. For a lot of our listening audience out there, when it comes to the financial area, and when we look at our personal or our business financials, all of us are at different places. We may have different goals. How do you, as a member of the financial services industry, get us as women to take a look at these important areas of our lives? Is there sort of a process you go to or a first step?
Absolutely. One of the things, Jackie, that you know we do is we customize plans to tailor the needs of our clients to the different products that are available. And in terms of women, what's really vital for women to understand is that there's a book, Vicki Gunvalson. I don't know if you guys watch Real Housewives of Orange County, but she's an insurance agent and a very successful agent. But she wrote a book, and I saw it at the Southern Woman Show, and I just, you know, I heard her presentation, and she said, you know, chances are the money is going to end up in the woman's hand, okay? So her book is mm-hmm. called Let's Talk Money. And what Vicki's actually challenges women to do is to find out as much about money as possible, realizing that even if your husband is a breadwinner, that chances are that money is going to end up in your hands. And so you need to know and understand what to do with it.
Wow, you're absolutely right. I don't think many of us think about that. Whether you, yeah, even if you are married, women are the ones that are in control of and are certainly managing the money. So financial planning becomes real important to us.
Yes, Jackie, because if you look at it, women typically, we have a higher life expectancy than men. So chances are, if mm-hmm. you're married and you and your spouse are the same age, you're going to outlive him. Hence, the money is in your hand. So I just wanted to clarify mm-hmm. that as well.
Oh, okay. Great. Let me ask you this question, too, Anika, and we're going to turn our attention. We can talk about what's hot in the financial industry and so forth and so on. But many of us, as we're building our businesses, we aspire to be financially successful. And so for those of us who may have already, say, we've reached that goal, we what they call financially successful, maybe some may be thinking, well, I'm financially successful, so financial planning isn't important to me or I don't need it. What would you say to the woman who might have that thought process as their philosophy?
Well, I would caution anyone to be stagnated when it comes to finance or anything of that nature. I would make sure that you're consulting with someone at least a year, every year, or every 6 months, because it's important that your portfolio is diversified. You want to make sure that you're not overly allocated in one area, because as we all know, pre-tax money is a lot different from after-tax money. So I would just say that, you know, make sure that, you know, you are seeking professional assistance because the market changes every day and it's very volatile. So you want to make sure that you're not overly allocated and that you're not overly aggressive. There's also something called the Wall Street Rule of Thumb, and it actually talks about your risk class and how it should be proportioned and it should be relative to your age. So if you are 75 years old, then you probably shouldn't have your portfolio 75% aggressive, 25% safe. So I would just caution those individuals that are feeling that they've got it all together. I mean, maybe they do, but you just want to continuously confirm that because of the volatility of the market and the different things that are going on globally.
Yeah, and I imagine, too, if you are doing well, perhaps you're in the black, you're making money, I imagine that in your field, one of the things that you all do is help individuals look at ways they can maximize, right, their earnings and their
Absolutely.
Money. Are there, yeah, talk about that a little bit.
You know, when we talk about, there's a triangle. We have different materials that we utilize and different processes, but just a basic triangle. If I give you a three-tier triangle, at the bottom of that is going to be risk management, where we actually talk about, you know, making sure you have enough life insurance in place so that if someone were to die, you know, families aren't displaced, they don't have to leave their children, don't have to leave their school, the mom or the dad, the family doesn't have to leave their neighborhood. So making sure that that's in place. But when we get to the middle part of the triangle, we talk about growing and protecting your assets. And when we do that, we look at growing assets and tax planning. So we want you to grow as much as possible, and we want you to pay as least as possible in taxes. So there's different products out there to meet your needs. So actually, you're going to hear me say risk class quite a bit because it's important that we look at how you grow your money, if you're a safe investor, if you're moderate or you're aggressive. You know, one of the things that people need to realize is that if you're a risky or an aggressive investor, you also need to realize that you can also lose that amount just as well as you can gain it. So those are the things that we do, but we are definitely about leveraging the market. If you look at 20 years, on average, the market consistently has about 8% growth, and so you definitely want to have that money growing as opposed to maybe sitting in a checking account, you know, not growing at all.
Yeah, and this is a really critical area, Nika. And again, we're just so glad to have you on the show today. And when you think about the fact that statistically, African-American men and women don't think a lot about financial planning. You know, historically, I know we've been in the mode of, you know, how do we survive day by day? And it wasn't a lot of looking. And in fact, we didn't have a lot of wealth building, or maybe there was not enough wealth accumulation to even feasibly think about looking ahead. But that has changed for many of us. So thank you, the information that you're providing today, the ways in which you analyze and look at how people can maximize and grow their wealth, I think is very, very critical. But let me ask you another question, because that certainly, for someone who's growing their wealth, perhaps, again, they look at themselves as being financially successful, that's one thing to think about. But what about the people who feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm just living from paycheck to paycheck. I got to make payroll. I got to keep the offices open. I got to make sure, again, my personal affairs are taken care of. I have no extra money whatsoever, and so this concept of financial planning, I don't even want to venture there. What do you say to people who think that it's a challenge to think about planning financially for the future?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, either you're in business or you're not, Jackie, and if you're going to be a successful business person, you have to plan. You know, one of the things that you brought up, you talked about African-Americans and our income. You know, a lot of the income has changed, and there are more opportunities available to African-Americans. However, the behaviors have not changed. So we need mm-hmm. major behavioral modification in our communities and in our businesses. If you're going to have a business, and say your business is doing well for your first quarter, that does not mean you go buy an expensive car. That means maybe you save some money, you build up your emergency reserves, you make sure that you have additional capital. If you have a partner in your business, you look at maybe some key man insurance so that if one person dies, that business does not have to dissolve. You look at different buy-sell agreements. It is important that if we are in business, that we be business-minded individuals and that we be responsible business owners. So long gone are the days where we can, you know, say that we're in business but not have any capital and not be seeking professional consultation with people that can help you get on the right track. I mean, when you have a business, you should have an accountant on your team. You should also have a financial professional on your team. So this is just not one of those things, these situations where you're a business owner, you open up your doors at 8, you close at 7, and your work is done. You have to plan.
Now, that's very good, and thank you for mentioning those people that you should have on your team, very key, because, again, I think when you talk about changing behaviors or changing the way we think when we're in business, we're in business for the purpose of wealth building, and so those are some of the key resources that can help us do that. So thank you for mentioning that. We're going to come right back with Anika after we just listen to a short commercial, and there might be those that have questions. We'll give you a chance to ask questions if you have them. We'll be right back.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Well, we are here with our special guest, Anika King, who is a founder of Anika Nicole Financial Group. And that's a financial services company that is doing some wonderful things to help all people build wealth, but especially women. So we're back with Anika. We're going to give our listening audience an opportunity to ask Anika any questions if they have them right now. So if you have a question and you're listening, if you'll press 1 on your telephone, I'll see that you have a question, and we can make you live on the air. So, Anika, while we're waiting to see if anyone has questions, talk a little bit. This has been really good. I mean, you explored how we need to be thinking in terms of this area of financial wealth building, financial planning. Take a minute and talk about what's hot in the financial industry and why it's a good time to take action now.
Well, you know, there are so many different products that are available to help with different individual needs. You know, if we talk about some of the I'll start with some of the concerns. You constantly turn on the television, and people, like always, have wondered, you know, what can I trust? Is there some kind of Ponzi scheme? We just had something like about a month ago where there were several teachers in Jacksonville who were scammed. So you have to make sure that you do your due diligence in terms of investigating the people that you're working with. So that's one thing you always want to keep in mind. Another hot item for me has been last year when Detroit, the city of Detroit, went bankrupt. A lot of people felt that Detroit was not going to go bankrupt because it was federally protected. So what that really meant was that, for me, was that there were people that had like $2,300 a month or $1,500 a month in their pensions, but they were going away because they, you know, the city went bankrupt. What people need to understand is that they need to take their retirement and they need to take their financial situation into their own hands. So it's imperative that we wake up. If you look at the insurance industry and benefits right now, you know, there are less than, you know, 13% of companies that are offering pensions to their employees. So what does that really mean, Jackie? What that really means is that you as an individual need to be accountable and responsible, okay, to start your own pension, to get with a financial professional. You know, we have to start saving and stop spending everything that we make. People are living longer, and there's a lot of panic and fear out here for people that are living too long, meaning they're running out of money in retirement. So I would just say that's something that you want to keep in mind as well, is that people are living longer, and you need to have a nest egg more now than ever.
Thank you, Anika, for sharing that information. That was very, very insightful. Right now, we don't have anyone who is raising their hand, and 30 minutes goes very quickly. So I'm going to take advantage of the time. And right now, would you go ahead and let our listeners know, if they want to contact you, ask you any questions, maybe have a consultation with you, they can determine, as you referenced a little while ago, whether or not the Anika Nicole Financial Group, the group that they can trust and lean on. So how would they contact you? Give us your information.
Okay. So I'm going to give you my work number. My work number is 904-382-1425, and you can reach me at that number. Also, my email address is aking, that's A-K-I-N-G, at anikagroup.com. That's aking, A-K-I-N-G, at Anika. Anika is spelled A-N-I-K-K-A, group, G-R-O-U-P.com.
Great. Thank you for sharing that information. This information will be available also on our website, so you can be sure to contact Anika with any questions that you have in that area. Before we leave the show, Anika, I mentioned earlier that you've been Rookie of the Year. You've made top sales for the first quarter. You're starting this new company. You're involved in a lot of things. So what are some of the other, and as women, we typically are, so I'm just curious, what are some of the other projects or activities that you're working on right now?
Well, right now I am the interim president for the Jacksonville chapter of NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction. And this has been an amazing opportunity for me because, as you are, we're in the community, we're meeting various people, and our founder has a phrase where she says, contacts for contracts. And so we're out here and we're linking engineers with people in the city that have projects. We have a relationship with the port where we can talk to people and make that connection between businesses and different recs that are out there and RFPs at Jacksonville Port. We also are aligned with the Duval County Schools. We have some conversations with them. So it's very exciting because I am a part of a group of women who are in the community and who are committed to ensuring that people are heard, people get the support that they need, and that people get the contracts that they need to build wealth.
Wow, that is great. And, of course, I am a part of that same group, and I can certainly agree with you to say that it is a very effective group, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So congratulations on your role there, Anika, in terms of being the chapter president of that group. You've got great leadership, and I'm sure that along with your leadership and along with your background and knowledge, these women are really, really going to excel. Again, we've been talking with Anika King, who's been helping us with insight on building wealth, of course, saving money, managing money, and planning for the future. Anika, before we leave the air, there might be something that we haven't already shared with our listening audience that before we end the show, you may want to have that opportunity to share. Is there anything that you think women ought to consider, anything they ought to be thinking about, again, either as they build their careers or as they're looking to build wealth for themselves and their families?
Okay, absolutely. One of the things that I would say about women is that we're nurturers. And so I'll just give you an example of a recent individual, a female client that I spoke to. So we were going through her financial profile and going through assets and so forth. And so one of the questions deals with your emergency savings. When we got to the question about emergency savings, she just looked at me and she said, it's not going too well right now. I had a death in my family in December, which basically took about $16,000 out of my account. And so in speaking to her, she said, you know, I need to get some life insurance on various members of my family because we're at a stage now where people are dying and I feel compelled to make sure that everyone has an adequate burial. So, you know, we talked and we kind of figured out, well, you know, for less than $200 a month, those people that are close to you could have, you know, $15,000 or something to bury them rather than you use, you know, $16,000 or $15,000 at one time. So what I'm saying to you is this, is that what we really need to do is sit back and look at our situation and establish some goals. You know you need to have a six-month reserve of your income in your account. But we can't continue to go around, you know, burying family members and doing things like that if we have vehicles accessible to us to keep us from, you know, exhausting our savings. So we have to do the appropriate planning. And the one thing that I want you to also to think about is the fact that nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you decide after this conversation to do absolutely nothing about your financial planning, I can guarantee you that nothing's going to change. And in fact, you may be like this individual, have a death in the family, and people have to pitch in for the burial, et cetera. But if you take the time to at least, you know, consult me or another financial professional, we could actually, you know, within minutes be able to put together some sort of plan to get you on the right path. And even if you're not there immediately, Jackie, you know, over the next few months, you'd be surprised at how your portfolio can shape and change with some professional advice.
Uh-huh.
So just remember, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Oh, no, that's great. Thank you for sharing that information. And, again, we've been really happy to have you on the show today. One of the key things, I think, out of everything that has stuck with me today, Anika, is that, again, when you look at building that advisory team or that resource group, as you said earlier, typically we traditionally know we add the, you know, the CPA in there, we add the insurance agent, we add the lawyer. But what I heard today is that we need to be adding that financial expert, that financial planner on our team too, if we're going to be successful and move towards wealth. So I want to thank you for sharing that and a wealth of information today that we've heard. Before we leave, though, I'd love for you to just go ahead and provide us your contact information once more. And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask our listening audience again, this will be your last opportunity. If you have a question for Anika, we probably have time for just one quick one. If you press one on your phone, we'll give you that opportunity. But Anika, once again, go ahead and share your contact information with us.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jackie. My number is 904, and it is 382-1425. My email address is A, as in apple, King, K-I-N-G, at anikagroup.com. And Anika is spelled A-N-I-K-K-A, and then it's group.com.
And so is your website anikagroup.com?
Actually, my website is under construction.
Okay, website under construction. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I hope that everyone got as much out of and enjoyed this time with Anika as I have. We want to ask you to enjoy us and stay tuned next week, same time, same channel, for National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk. Thank you, Anika. We really have enjoyed it, and we look forward to talking to you again.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.